Well, it's that time already. Our daily update, Mr. Simon Marks, is ready for you.
Strap yourselves in. The stage is set, Ian. The mute button is available. The candidates are on their way. Nashville, Tennessee is their destination, the site of what we can all be thankful will be the final debate of this presidential election cycle. The moderator, Kristen Welker of NBC, has the worst job in America tonight. She's already under relentless attack from the president, and that's before she mutes his microphone. In one tweet yesterday, he even went after her parents. No, I have no idea. The president today, instead of burying his head in the briefing books and poring over the minutiae of policy, has released the full version of the interview with 60 Minutes that he abruptly ended earlier this week. He thinks it shows interviewer Leslie Stahl being rude and aggressive. It doesn't. It shows the president relentlessly on the attack and at times somewhat unhinged over the old chestnut of crowd size.
Take a look. Yesterday, we were in Arizona, record-setting rallies, numbers of people like nobody's seen before. Many masks. I watched.
You used to have bigger rallies.
No, these are much bigger than I ever had.
I don't want to figure out
that. You're so negative. These are the biggest rallies we've ever had. You just come in here with a negative attitude. These are the biggest rallies we've ever had. We are having numbers like we've never had.
That is simply untrue. It's not even close to being true. The audio there is off mic, by the way, because this is not the official CBS tape. It's a White House version of the interview. It gets worse. The president insists he has put a healthcare plan into the public domain, even though he has not. He gets very angry when he's challenged about that. He expresses fury that his Attorney General William Barr isn't launching a criminal investigation of Joe Biden, and he again endorses that entirely unverified New York Post story suggesting that Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden are corrupt.
This is the most important issue in the country.
It's a very important issue to find out whether or not a man's corrupt who's running for president, who's accepted money from China and from Ukraine and from Russia.
All these things have been investigated and discredited.
It's incredible the way you can try and say this and sit there and look me in the eye and say it.
Just a reminder, yesterday we learned that the president has a secret bank account in China that he's never publicly disclosed. Leslie Stahl tries to talk him off the ledge, but she doesn't succeed.
I didn't want to have this kind of anger.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you brought up a lot of subjects that were inappropriately brought up. They were inappropriately brought up right from the beginning. No, your first question was, this is going to be tough questions. Well,
when
you set up the interview, your first statement was...
You're president. Don't you think you should be accountable to the American people?
Your first statement to me, this is going to be tough questions. Well, I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with Joe.
I never did a joke.
It was a joke. The interview, 60 Minutes. I see Joe Biden giving softball after softball. I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard.
Okay, but...
Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions? That's no way to talk. No way to talk.
No way to talk, he says. And then, out he walks.
5 minutes until we have the vice president step in, is that about right?
Well... I think we have enough. I think we have enough of an interview here. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. Let's go meet for 2 seconds, okay? Thanks. I'll see you later. Thanks.
And with that, he swept out. He seems to think the interview shows him in a good light. You can watch it and you can judge for yourself. One thing is for certain, he is generally in a furious mood amid reports that his campaign is almost out of cash, that he's thinking of a last-minute shake-up in campaign staff with just 12 days of this election still to go. That would be completely unprecedented. And that he wants to fire both the Attorney General and the FBI director because they are refusing to open criminal probes into his opponent. It's not going to go well tonight. It can't. He just doesn't seem able to control his inner fury towards the Democrats, the debate commission, the media, and get himself into a place where he can engage in a responsible, informative back and forth with his opponent. 90 minutes. It kicks off at 2 a.m. UK time. And after that build-up, Ian, we'll have it live on LBC.
Indeed, and I'm going to pull an all-nighter. I'm not going to be on air, though.
Are you?
No, Tom Swarbrick is going to kick off our coverage at midnight. I nearly said midday. Midnight, and then Darren Adam will be with everyone from 1, the debate from 2, and then I'm sure you will be doing a bit of post-match analysis.
I may be persuaded to do a bit of that, yeah.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, US correspondent.